It's called the Pride Fellowship, and it's sponsored by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, which is a division of the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Peter Mamaya, an assistant professor of epidemiology and public health in the University of West Florida College of Health, is one of a dozen academics from around the country who won the fellowship.
It was very competitive. They talked about having about 50 applicants, and they picked 12. The 50 applications are the ones that just met the criteria, so they had more than that. What I saw was also, you know, a lot of people from, Ivy League schools, a lot of minority scholars from Ivy League schools. A lot of other schools get forgotten, so I think this was a good thing. It was a good exposure also for University of West Florida as well, especially on the East Coast, the visibility of just who University of West Florida is and some of the work that we do. And especially in terms of what I basically do, HIV work, HIV rates are high in Florida as compared to other areas of the U.S. And so they were really impressed by some of the work that we've done. The visibility is great. And we think going forward, I would also try to talk to some of my colleagues here to apply for this.
Dr. Mamaya is currently working on 3 studies. One is developing a method to help researchers and healthcare providers around the world make sense of the huge amounts of data being produced for patients. Another is working with a company to develop mobile health platforms for pregnant and postnatal women. But the work that earned Dr. Mamaya the fellowship is his research into HIV and other chronic diseases.
So we are doing this study in Tanzania, where we're looking at biomarkers of diabetes and cardiovascular disease among HIV patients. So we are doing this study in Tanzania. We would have preferred to do it in the U.S. However, the amount of time it takes to do it in the U.S. is much longer. PRIDE itself is sponsored by the National Heart and Lung Blood Institute at the NIH, and so they're really interested in finding out the intersection between HIV and other chronic diseases. So that's what caught their attention. So for the HIV and chronic diseases, what we hope to accomplish is, our hypothesis is that people who are on HIV treatment have a higher rate of cardiovascular disease and diabetes, and we are hoping that that information can be integrated into the guidelines so that when a HIV patient comes to the clinic, they can also be screened for diabetes and cardiovascular disease, not just HIV.
The year-long fellowship to the PRIDE Institute, which loosely stands for Programs to Increase Diversity Among Individuals Engaged in Health-Related Research, has already begun.
It started July 30th, I think. We're there for 2 weeks. It was more of an orientation, so different scholars from different schools. We have all these faculty that come in from different parts of the country, I would say of the world, who are experts mostly in addressing health disparities. This PRIDE Fellowship is really geared towards, I would say, minority scholars. What we're seeing is few faculty, basically I would say about 3% of the faculty in universities are comprised of African Americans or black folk, I would say. And also what we're seeing, even from studies that have come out of NIH, is that a lot of people who write proposals, they don't get their proposals funded. And it's because basically I don't think they address some of the needs. And so there's a concerted effort by NIH and other partners and other schools, and including the New York University, to make sure that this is addressed. So how can we make sure that minority scholars are trained in how to advance their research, in how to write good proposals, in how to network with the right people?
And he says participating in the fellowship will ultimately help his students.
Because I'm able to now partner them with other folks that are doing stuff in other areas. So if one of my students is, for example, interested in understanding fatigue, and now I know someone who's interested in fatigue studies, and that way I can be able to link some of my students to such scholars.
In addition to the fellowship and his other work, Dr. Mamaya is currently conducting an evaluation of the elimination of mother-to-child transmission of HIV, a national document that is a public health priority for Kenya and the World Health Organization. Dr. Peter Mamaya is an assistant professor of epidemiology and public health in the University of West Florida College of Health. He has lived in 9 African and 2 Caribbean countries and has designed courses used to train more than 1,000 healthcare workers in resource-limited settings. Bob Barrett, WWF News.